Okay. My name's Dr. John Clark. I'm President of Mars Society Australia. Professionally, I would call myself an astrogeologist. I've spent about 30-odd years studying our planet, and now I am working on trying to understand the geology of Mars. Right, what we have here is the Mars Society Australia banner, and it is a cropped version of a image taken by the Curiosity rover on Mars in 2014 at a place called Dingo Gap, which is a location in the Pilbara in Western Australia. A lot of locations in this part of Mars were given informal names after Australian locations, particularly in the Kimberley and the Pilbara. So what we see in this image in the distance is the wall of Gale Crater, where the Curiosity lander touched down. It's about 30 or 40 kilometres away. We can see the sky is hazy, and there's haze across the those hills, which are several kilometres high. But you still see it quite clearly. Although we think of Mars as hazy, the air is actually quite clear. There's not many places on Earth where you can see 30 or 40 kilometres so well. Coming closer, there are hills in the middle distance, which are thought to be slump blocks off the edge of the crater. They've fallen down. There's huge landslides across the valley floor. Some of them may be old alluvial fans deposited on the crater floor and then eroded. Because if you look at the wall of the crater, you can see it's carved into valleys, in this case by flowing water. Now at Dingo Gap, as the name suggests, it's a gap about 20 metres across between two small breakaways, and we can see the edge of one of these in the left-hand side. And the gap is bridged by a sand dune, which is about 2 metres high. When we look at this image, we're looking through the cameras of the Curiosity rover, which is almost 2 metres across up. Off the ground, so we've got the view of a very tall astronaut on the surface of Mars. And when we look at that, we can see the rocks of one of the mesas, which is the south one on the left-hand side, hard cap, which is breaking away as these dark-coloured boulders. But when we look at the broken surfaces of those material of those boulders, we can see the rock itself is quite light-coloured. So this dark coating is what we would call on Earth desert varnish, and it's the result of weathering under dry conditions. Now, the shape of the boulders is determined partly by just how they're broken, but some of them appear quite polished, and that can be an effect of sand, which there is lots in this image, blowing across the rocks and sandblasting the surface to form what we call vent effects. Just getting back to the desert varnish, and one of the intriguing things on Earth is that desert varnish is partly formed by microbes precipitating iron and manganese from pore waters on the surface. Whether that process is operating on Mars, we don't know. It's one of the reasons why we want to look for Mars. And the fact we see these features here is something that's very interesting for those who are into astrobiology. But the sand dune itself, sand is made up of particles which are at least 160 microns across. There's a technical definition of sand up to 2 millimeters. This is a very fine sand because it's windblown. There are two kinds of sand. The main dune across Dingo Gap is quite a dark sand, and then in the between those boulders we can see a lighter sand which has been blown into little ripples behind the rocks. So we know that while the main wind that made the dune is going up the axis of the gap from right to left, there is also other wind activity blowing from left to right, making the little tails behind some of the boulders. So there's a complex wind history. Coming in close to the foreground, we see there's an area of small pebbles. And this is what we call a deflation lag. So if you imagine the wind blowing across the surface, it lifts up the particles which it can travel, but what's left behind is a lag of larger pebbles which just can't be transported by that wind velocity. And they just form a sort of armour across the surface. And then as we get right to the foreground, we've got this exposure of windswept bedrock, which It's light coloured, and cutting across it are these lines of these ridges of broken light coloured material. Now we know these are very interesting because they are what we call veins, and veins are when formed when cracks in the rock have water passing through them and they precipitate minerals. Most of the minerals that we see in veins on Mars are gypsum, calcium sulfate, which indicates this is a fairly saline water, a relatively neutral composition, not particularly acid, not particularly alkaline, passing through the rock at some stage after it's formed. I don't know what the rock is here. We can't see any evidence as to how it formed. It seems to be fairly even, fairly fine-grained, moderately light-coloured. It's on the crater floor, and we know from other exposures that these are sediments. So this is probably a sedimentary rock which has been later fractured and has water focused along those fractures. So there is a history in this area. And it's remarkable looking at this because it looks so familiar. There are areas in many terrestrial deserts. You could say that this would have been the Atacama Desert or Jordan or South America or Death Valley in the US or areas around Cooper Pedy, and you wouldn't even think twice. But this is an area on Mars. It's an area with familiar processes, but a history which we're only just starting to unravel.